graphic nature of this program, listener discretion is advised.
From ghosts to UFOs and everything in between, you are now listening to the Beyond Normal Radio Show, Milwaukee's very own Shock Jocks, bringing you an in-depth look behind the paranormal field, and now broadcasting live from coast to coast. This is the Beyond Normal Radio Show.
What's up, everybody?
What up?
This is the Beyond Normal Radio Show. Thank you for tuning in. We've been gone for a while.
Just a little while. Yes. Not too long.
No, it wasn't too bad. No, it wasn't too bad, but it was a while.
About a month and a half.
Yeah, it was a little longer than that.
Was it?
Like 2 months.
Oh, whatever.
Yeah, it was like 2 months. So. Thank you, everybody, for tuning in this evening. We appreciate it. We have a really good show for you. Tell you what, this back monitor just sounds weird. I don't know why.
What back monitor?
Our monitor in the studio.
Oh.
Maybe because I can hear us talking through. I don't know. Just saying.
We usually hear ourselves talking.
Maybe it's been that long that I just forgot.
I'm like, yeah, we usually hear ourselves talking when we're talking into the microphones, Chris.
Whatever.
Yes. So, yeah. So what have you been doing the last 2 months?
You should know we live together.
Shut your face. I'm making conversation, ass monkey.
God. Well, let's see. We did... as I'm spamming everybody here, we did a
brand new
haunted. Oh, your mom's online. We did a haunted house.
I told her to add your dad on Facebook.
Oh, okay. We did a haunted house, and it went really good. It went really, really good.
Very, very fun. Met a ton of people. Have a brand new family now. New haunt family. Shout out to everybody listening.
That's right.
Oh, you know what? I should probably download my, or get my Tenacity on here, huh?
That could work too. And again, I'm apologizing for everybody that... Is that a fast van?
Nope.
Nope, still moving. Still moving.
We're waiting for Tanya to get here, so.
Yes.
She's running a little bit late. It's all good. So, yeah, we did the haunt. We did everything. That's what Chris has been working on since May.
Yeah.
Beginning of May. So, that has been his full-time project.
Oh, and it's been fun.
Yes, it has, actually.
I have developed such a man card from... doing the haunted house from everything.
Hell yeah, you learned how to use a frickin', what is this called again?
A drill.
A drill. I'm like a screwdriver. No, wait.
I know how to use a drill.
Yeah, I know, because you learned from the haunted house. Yeah, you learned what a 2x4 was. You learned all that shit.
Yeah, I learned more of like, man, these kids are on top of a tower. They're on top of a, I don't know, this thing's crazy. Look at that.
What the fuck?
Let me just get up there and put my GoPro cam on and...
Are they walking in their underwear?
They're in their underwear. This guy's on top of a train.
What a moron. These kids are dumb.
I can't believe that. This guy's like over the ocean. Looks like he's on an oil rig.
That's what it looks like.
On top.
And he's walking along the line.
This guy's hanging.
Oh, he's hanging off the side of it?
Hanging by his hands. That's just making my stomach
queasy.
Yeah, just looking at how far
It would be Rockista.
I would beat our son's ass if he did that.
Skateboard over it now. Holy chizballs. These guys are crazy.
I can't believe that. That is insane.
Not so.
Yeah. No, thank you. No, yeah. Thank you. That is absolutely insane. So, yeah. So we.
And it's. Oh, no. It's on your YouTube. Facebook. Sorry.
You keep moving my monitor. It's just messing
me up. Well, I keep trying to look.
I'm trying to look at stuff here.
Cheese and rice.
Yeah. There's just. A lot of stuff went down. You know, we did the haunted house, which that was, God. Well, we were still doing radio too during the time of build.
Yeah.
But man, I will tell you, it was probably the longest 8 months of my life.
And maybe June, July, August, September, October. That'd be 6 months, babe.
Well, it felt like
October
a year.
To November. Okay, 7 months. Sorry.
It felt like a year. Okay. That's what it felt like to me.
But it was fun. And we met a whole bunch of new people. And we have a whole new haunt family. And full of great people. Really great people. So it was well worth it.
It was exciting.
Very much so. I'm still trying to get my Tenacity Radio up. So bear with me. And then bear with Chris because he's still spamming everybody.
Just getting the word out there to everybody saying, hey.
Oh, this sounds like it might be Tanya. It's a slow van.
Chuck, 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 chuck.
That's TT. No, it's not. It kept going, didn't it?
Somebody's pulling in somewhere.
Oh, okay. You can log in on mobile now on Tenacity. They changed it up.
That's
a little
awesome.
Bit.
Hey. That is awesome.
Let's see if it works. Hello. Yep, I heard me pop up.
Oh, okay. Yeah, there you are.
Who's all in here, does it say?
A whole lot of people.
Hello, Bree. One viewer. If you go to tenacityradio.com and click on the little chat box at the bottom if you're on your phone. Click on that and you can chat with us if you are just viewing it and not being a speaker.
That's right. You can listen to us and you can call us and shut your mouth. I don't even know what that's about. I know nothing.
As the computer crashes again.
As it crashes and we lose. Oh, it's because your stupid phone.
Whatever. It needs to charge.
I'm about to unplug it.
I'm about to unplug you. Now what?
Fine.
Sucker. Crap, did it just say that I'm off? Dang it all, I hate the phone one.
She's on her iPhone and doesn't have the app.
Am I on my iPhone and don't have the... It's not an app. If you go to tenacityradio.com and scroll to the very bottom, you'll see a little chat box on the bottom, a little chat guy, and it says talk mobile or whatnot. Click on that little dude, and it'll bring you right to the room.
It says
service1rumbletalk.net/RRE blah, 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 blah.
Oh.
So that's what you want to go to.
So we got some pretty cool stories for you guys tonight.
Yes, we do.
I am just very stoked to be back. I really am.
I know. Fun.
You know, I even got the studio looking a little more studio-esque. Got the records up on the wall.
You put up Andrea's poster again.
Yeah,
where's my husband? There he is. John Rogerson, baby.
Yep, looks nice in here.
Yeah, it does. You should have put him behind you.
Yeah, but I can look at him.
You don't need to look at him. I want to look at him.
We have a bromance going on, thank you.
I don't care.
I don't care either. I'm just telling you.
I want the poster behind your head so I can see Sean Rogerson. So when it looks like I'm looking at you, I'm really looking at Sean.
Yeah. I'm telling you what's up.
Oh, it's okay. I'll move it. Yeah. Okay, so for topics. Topics.
Oh, you got it?
I have it on my phone. I don't know what yours is. We got 14 students possessed in the Philippines.
That's a lot of possession.
Hell yes. Doctors baffled by resurrected woman. That one is interesting. Researcher claims discovery of alien photos. And we have a bunch of not really useless facts, but kind of interesting facts.
It's a good time.
And Chris has a story somewhere.
Oh, yeah. We talk about Transylvania Woods. Apparently there's a Bermuda Triangle has shifted itself into the Transylvania.
Do you know what we should do?
What?
We should talk about AHS right now since Tanya's not here since she hasn't seen it.
Yeah, did she pull in?
No, that car kept going.
You sure? I heard somebody pull in. All right. So
yeah. Go ahead.
American Horror Story. Spoiler alert.
If you have not seen it yet, turn your volume off.
Yeah, that's what I'd say.
Give him about 10 seconds. Okay, go.
So, seriously, Ma Petite, oh my God. I do not think that...
Oh, I hope Tanya's not listening to it on her phone. Well, Tanya, if you're listening to it on your phone, turn it the fudge off. Okay, go ahead.
So, for the ones who have seen it, as we all saw, Del...
There's a big, big
Del
death.
Del had killed Ma Petite. And I'm okay with that just because it is American Horror Story. And they are... known for that it's not a fairy tale TV show where everybody has a happy ending in the end. Usually everybody dies. Do we not remember The Coven?
Mm-hmm.
Do we not remember Asylum?
But going back
the
a little bit,
The Murder House
though,
from season one, everybody dies.
Go back a little bit. Okay, you got to explain more of just, not just, oh, she dies. There were... Del tried to take the Amazon woman,
yes,
first off, and but she whooped the shit out of Strong Man.
Whatever. That's right.
And so he tried to chloroform her and kill her, and
didn't work. Didn't work.
And,
did not work.
So then he decided the next best thing, you know, he was going to do Jimmy. Right? Jimmy?
Yes.
Yes. And he was going to do Jimmy. But then they went and they got hammered and realized, oh, he's my son. He's my dad. So he ended up not killing him. And
they had a bonding moment. And
yes,
it was
they had a very
great.
Big bonding moment. And after that, he turned to Ma Petite.
Gave her a nice little parting dress, though.
Yeah, he did. And then he gave her a nice big hug.
Yes. Snap of the
neck. Went her neck.
I think what's funny is that he gives her this nice dress, and she's like, oh, thank you, and give me a hug. And,
yeah. And you think it's going to be like this. You don't think he's going to do it. Like, I didn't think he was going to do it.
For the first couple seconds, I'm just like, oh, it's he's the change of heart. And
see, but I thought he was going to let go.
And I thought that he was going to just kill, I forgot the guy's name, but he's been in every movie or every show. But I thought he was going to kill.
Which one?
The doctor guy that wanted to do the, you know, he told Del, you better do this.
The one that he smushed his hands?
Yeah. No.
Or wanted the
guy that's wanting to get all the carnies.
Oh, the rich guy.
Sure.
Hollywood.
So
we'll call him Hollywood.
I thought Del was gonna go after him and just say, screw it, I'm gonna kill you. But that didn't happen. So it's fine, you know, I'm okay with it. I mean, everybody has to die eventually.
And then you have old girly poo and good Lord. Yeah.
Well, see, and people don't realize is that like even
this one.
Yeah.
What's his name?
Jimmy.
Jimmy, thank you. Good Lord. It slipped my mind. I'm sorry. Old girly poo and Jimmy are having a little mm-hmm. love affair too. So she doesn't want him killed off. She wants to run away with him. That's another part of it. So they can't really kill that guy off yet.
And they did tease you a couple times thinking that the twins were killed.
Hell yeah.
Suzanne Paulson. I'm glad that she's still very much alive.
Mm-hmm.
I can't even think of the main lady. I know her character is Elsa Mars this year.
Oh, yeah, Elsa.
But I can't think of her name.
Real name? Whatever. I don't know anybody's real names.
Everybody knows it.
Uh-huh.
But I can't think of it right now. So, yeah, it's, you know, Ma Petite passed away by the hands of Dell.
She done gone.
That was pretty interesting, I have to say.
Yeah, it was kind of sad.
Kind of.
Well, I know Tanya's going to cry.
Well, yeah. Tanya's
going to be heartbroken. Yeah. That's why we had to talk about it before she got here.
I've been trying to tell that lady all week to she's got to watch it. I haven't seen it yet. But, you know, so this is for you, Ma Petite. So I would come home low, just when things went right. Doesn't mean they were always wrong. Just take this song and you'll never be left all alone. Take me to your heart, fill me in your bones. Just one more night and I'm coming on this block. We feel for you, Ma Petite. We really do.
She's home.
She is home where the butterflies roam. That's right.
Like a butterfly.
That's right. That's right.
Yeah, right?
So, I bet everybody's ready for Thanksgiving.
Oh,
just
my
around
Lord.
The corner.
Well,
Turkey Day is a coming.
And then there's only 32 days till Christmas. 32 days. 30 freaking 2 days.
Santa better get a job so he can...
No shit.
Get something for Christmas.
Yeah. Well, one is Thursday, Thanksgiving. So it's Thursday. So it's four days till Thanksgiving. So that means 5 days until Black Friday.
And we got some plans for Thanksgiving. I'm not sure what Tanya's doing. She just messaged me too. She is on her way at quarter after. I got it, so...
Okay. All right.
She'll be here for the last half hour.
Yeah, Thanksgiving. Yes, mom's house at noon.
Yes.
Hey, what is your dad doing? Do we know?
Going
to his house? Or is he doing
my aunt's.
Stuff? Okay. My mom wanted me to ask. So, I know. Sorry, I play with the cord. So, yeah, big turkey day. Big, big, big turkey day.
I don't know what we're going to do because we got your mom's, my aunt's.
When is your aunt's?
Thanksgiving.
When?
Afternoon.
Okay. Well, Mom's is at noon.
No. Well, then when is Nancy's?
Friday.
Oh, that's right.
Hell yeah! 2 days of Thanksgiving!
Oh, my. So we'll just do your mom's and then just go to...
Yes. Illinois.
Right. And then your grandma's not... Or your grandma's on Thanksgiving, though, correct?
Yeah.
So we just won't be there.
Well, maybe for a little bit, stop and say hi. See everybody. Maybe.
We'll just Facebook them.
We'll see.
We'll give them a Facebook Thanksgiving hello.
You're a dork.
Hello, happy Thanksgiving. See you later.
All right. So, get on to my first topic of the students being possessed.
Yeah, let's hear about that.
Because this is really cool. Kind of, I guess.
Sort of.
14 students possessed in the Philippines. Panic soon spread among the students at the school. A case of mass hysteria is thought to be responsible for rendering several students unconscious. The incident, which was initially blamed on possession by evil spirits, happened at a school in the Tung area of Cebu City. The phenomenon was believed to have started when one of the students panicked and fainted, prompting others to do the same. Several of the students, Several of the students afflicted by the condition were taken to Messenger Frederick Kriekenbeek, who is well known for performing exorcisms on the advice of a local parish priest. For those directly concerned in supernatural phenomenon that suggests diabolical possessions, it is important to bring them to priests for blessing and prayer, said Messenger Joseph Tan. Counselor Dave Tumalak of Cebu City. Gosh darn it. Okay. I just lost it. Of Cebu City Disaster Risk Reduction Management Council, however, maintains that the incident wasn't quite what it was being made out to be. In my personal assessment after going to the site, this is mass hysteria, he said.
Cats and dogs living together.
One student claimed to have seen a little child, panicked, and fainted. Those who helped said they saw the same and likewise fainted. It became mass hysteria. The incident emphasizes the level to which beliefs in the supernatural are deeply ingrained in the culture and everyday lives of the people of the Philippines. How's that funny?
I hit the wrong one.
Yeah, you ass clown.
Sorry.
No, I think it's cool. Like
that
they all
wild.
They all saw a kid and then fainted. Like, really? So, yeah.
Ain't nobody got time for that.
Awkward.
Ain't nobody got time for that.
Yeah.
Anybody got time for that?
Yeah. So they all went and got blessed, and they're all better now. There you go.
So, snow's coming.
Shut your pie hole.
I'm excited. Did you hear how many inches we're supposed to get?
1 to 3 inches.
Oh, no.
Yes, oh.
Oh,
we're
no.
supposed to get more rain.
3 to 5.
Oh, no.
That's the updated.
Oh, no.
Deny it all you want. It's going to happen.
We're going to get all rain, and we're not going to get any snow. And then I'm going to be ecstatic because I freaking hate snow.
I love snow as long as I don't have to drive in it.
Who says you're not going to have to drive in it? I have 3 appointments next week, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. And then Caden's off to school the rest of the week. I don't want to deal with none of that. Ain't nobody got time for that. Especially
I got a 4-wheel drive.
Oh, shush your face.
You got 4-wheel drive, yeah.
Weenie.
Yeah. This is my wish.
I hate you. Why did you download Christmas music?
I've had it for years. This has been in our soundboard every Christmas.
My foot is going to land right between your legs in about 3 seconds. It doesn't go off. doesn't show signs of stopping.
You like snow. No.
Sorry, I'm
I hate Christmas music unless it is like Frank Sinatra, Dean Martin.
I will deal with Christmas like music on Christmas Eve.
Sammy Davis Jr.
No.
I like that.
On Christmas Eve. Fuck you. And the fire is slowly dying. You suck, you know that?
This is a nice song. We're still goodbye. But as long as you'd love that's me a good song.
Let it snow, let it snow, and snow. That was good. I give myself praise for that one. Woo woo.
She did eat paint chips as a kid, ladies and gentlemen.
Shut your face. You were dropped on your head.
And lived under power lines as well.
Hey, you married my ass.
I don't see a ring on it.
That's because it's in the shower, you wiener. That's that big white juicy booty.
This is gonna be at our wedding. As Danielle and I come out as a pair,
right,
on the floor.
Then you're gonna see Chris like booty bounce.
That's right.
Because I won't be able to because I'll be, you know, broken.
We can wheel you around.
Shut your face hole.
Put hydraulics on the wheels.
I got your hydraulics freaking swinging.
It's a good time.
Yeah. You're such a wiener.
Yeah. I think Christmas is going to be pretty good this year, though.
What makes you think that?
I don't know. I'm just hoping it's going to be a good year.
I know, me too. We all have hopes, right?
Well, I mean, you know, this year's been pretty tough for us, I have to say. A lot of personal
pretty
stuff.
Pretty tough?
No deaths, though.
Knock on wood right freaking now.
No deaths.
Knock. Thank you.
Or next year. Or for the next 10 years. But
oh my lord, yeah.
Oh, it's been pretty rough. I mean, it's you got good family helping you out, you know.
Hell yes. Thank you to everybody who has.
Let go for my job. That was pretty rough. That was a really rough time for me.
But you did get to pursue your dream of owning a haunted house.
And we failed miserably.
We did not fail. We're doing it again next year. And we will
But it's not the, we did so good that I don't have to work the next year. I can focus on doing, you know, the dark attraction again. And
no, it's more the fact that we have kids that we're helping out. And we are able to bring a family together for the people that don't have that.
Well, yeah, that's a huge thing too. But it's also when you own a business, you have to have income.
Yeah, that's part of it too.
But not saying that I'm going to be rolling around in $20 bills going, yay. You know, the income would have came in and helped paid for a lot of stuff for next year. And that's one of the reasons why I'm really disappointed that we had about 5,000 people came through, you know, which was okay. 500 people. I'm thinking.
Like, wait, no,
I'm
that's
thinking
not right.
I'm thinking the other number. Yeah, we had about like 500 people come through.
Yeah.
Like
5,000 people. We'd be rolling in them 20s.
If we had 5,000 people, it would have been really, really good.
Hell yeah.
But, you know, so it's fine, though. I mean, it happens, and we had family that stuck by us, and that was it, so.
Yep.
I'm just praying that next year is going to be really good. Stop messaging me. I'm on the radio. Jesus.
Is it Tanya? Uh-oh.
Well, that doesn't sound good.
No, it does not.
Mm-mm. So anyway, we're going to take a quick break, figure out what's going on with our co-host here, and we'll be back in just a few minutes, so don't go anywhere.
This thing happening to you. If I look hard enough into the setting sun, my love will laugh with me before the morning comes. I see a red door and I want it painted black. No colors anymore, I want them to turn black.
How about a really rocking garage or home haunt? Perhaps you're a DJ and wanting to find that awesome visual effect, but you don't know where to go. Well, look no further. Check out Dan Clavel's Vortex Laser Box. This is one of the coolest visual effects out on the market. The Vortex Laser Box can create a visual tunnel, giving your customers and fans alike an experience like no other. Whether they're going back in time through a portal or walking through a really creepy rotating tunnel, this is the effect for you. The Vortex Laser Box comes in some amazing colors, such as green, red, and blue-violet. The laser light itself has a maximum shootout of 30 feet. Fog machine is required, but not sold with the box. So contact Dan Clavel and get your Vortex Laser Box today. I know I'll be using them in our haunted house. Contact him at dan.covell, that's C-O-L-B-E-L-L, at facebook.com. Again, that's dan.covell at facebook.com. Get yours before they're gone.
Hey folks, CK here. And I want to let you guys know about one of the hottest patriotic radio shows out there. Check out our friend Nick Clark from the Well-Armed Radio Show, where knowledge is your best defense. Well-Armed Radio is on every Sunday night at 8 p.m. Central on the Blog Talk Radio Network at blogtalkradio.com/Well-Armed Radio. I'm CK, and I approve this message. Stay armed, Patriots.
Radio program, the Beyond Normal Radio Show. You all better be good little boy and girl. for Santa won't be giving you shit this year, except a stocking full of reindeer nuggets. Merry Christmas, you son of a bitch bastard.
You're listening live to Milwaukee's favorite shock jocks and the Beyond Normal Radio Show.
she knows how to dress.
Tanya's back.
We're not loud. There we go.
Well, we're not loud because I turned down.
There we go.
Hey.
Hello.
Got some sticks. Hey, T's in the studio, everybody.
Hi, everyone.
Welcome, Tanya.
Sorry, my
voice
is a little...
She hiked 18.6 miles from Round Lake with her feet. That is dedicated co-host right there. Danny, you cheat, you just have a wheelchair and wheel yourself.
In the pouring rain.
Oh, shut your face.
Did when you were walking, did the theme from The Incredible Hulk play?
More like Eye of the Tiger.
As you're like, get your thumb out hitchhiking.
Yeah, Eye of the Tiger.
Oh, Lord.
So Taco Tuesday is happening Sunday tonight, right now.
Well.
In my head, I'm thinking of how I'm going to cook it. It's probably not going to be any different than any other time I've ever cooked it.
Yeah,
so.
Pretty much.
I'm excited. I want to grow this out so I can do this.
The handlebars.
The handlebars.
He's such a nerd. He's like, I'm going to grow it all out, grow the beard, and then I'm going to cut it in the middle. Why? So I can have the mustache.
That's right.
When you're a nerd. Isn't that the Fu Manchu?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's called the firefighter stash.
Or you can just shave the goat.
Or take it in the back door stash. Depends on what team you play for.
The Starsky and Hutch.
That's right. You know, now I've never seen a cop.
No.
With it. Never.
It's a firefighter.
It's a firefighter.
That's why.
Thing.
The
Starsky or and a gay Hutch. Sailor. Either one. That's they have unless you're Paul Senior from Orange County Choppers.
Yeah.
But his goes like down his neck. This thing's long. Mm. But yeah, it's either a firefighter or a gay sailor.
Fabulous.
Jesus.
Or a gay sailor. He wants to ride my sails.
You're a nerd.
These pipes are clean.
Oh, no.
Ew, come on. No offense or anything, but Jesus Christ.
Jesus Christ.
You bet your sweet ass, honey.
See, look at that. Tanya gets in here. And
excuse me,
shit gets serious,
right?
I turn into gay lockdown.
You are a smelly pirate hooker.
RuPaul, runway.
Oh, that's right. The corrections officers are in your cell doing a shakedown. They're all like,
"Holy shit, dude! I found a dildo."
Did you see that one lockdown where they were making like dresses out of like the uniform?
Yes,
yeah.
Yes,
wasn't that one just on recently?
A couple days ago. Yeah.
Yeah. Ooh. Yeah, there was the other one on the one last night that we were watching. This guy was like,
he's like, me and my boyfriend, we have matching sheets, we have matching everything comforters in here.
Yeah, he's like, and then I got out, and then I got back in here. I came back in, and he was gone. Like,
My name is Bon Kui Kui.
Bon Kui Kui.
God,
I tell you, what are you implying there?
Pardon my French. But you're an asshole.
Prison will change a man.
Yeah.
I did a hard time for 9 months.
Into a woman.
Shit.
Have you seen that picture of the little baby wearing the...
Oh, there is a pen up here, damn it.
The jumpsuit. And it said, just got out, did hard time, 9 months.
9 months.
And the kid's got, like, the mustache on and, like, the big eyebrows. And he's, like, by the other baby, and the baby's, like, all crying. It's hilarious.
Didn't Shelby post that?
Possibly.
I think she did.
This thing needs to grow out. You know, what's funny is I had it at one time very long. This around the face here, the lips. And,
oh, yeah.
Yeah, that was fun.
Flavor saver. You're sick.
But God, just imagine, because that was...
Savor to flavor.
October, we did that. I'd say, August, I cut it and I trimmed it down. It was in August.
Mm-hmm.
And just think, though, if I had it grown August to now, like.
Yeah, but yours doesn't grow that fast.
It does.
No, it doesn't.
His hair grows fast.
That's right.
So does mine. Holy crap and a half, man. I was looking at pictures from like 2 years ago and it was above my shoulders. Now it's down to my ass.
It's not the only hair that grows fast on you.
I know my legs grow really quick too. Oh, shush your face, Chris. All right, do your story. I already did mine.
Did you know?
Yes.
Your mom goes to college.
The world's deepest post box is in Sasami Bay in Japan. It's 10 meters underwater.
I did know that. You know why?
Because you're the one that did that, mother.
You're damn right.
So while Tanya was away, we talked about 14 students that were possessed in the Philippines.
Yeah.
That was pretty interesting.
And that there's only 32 days till Christmas.
Yeah.
And five days till...
Turkey Day.
Black Friday and four days
that
till Turkey Day.
That is the dumbest thing.
I know. Whatever.
But if they call it a White Friday, be racist.
Did you know that the longest time between two twins being born is 87 days and they were still considered twins? 87 freaking days.
I don't consider that twins.
Yeah. They're in the same amniotic sac.
Well, yeah, but...
Thing. Uterus.
One
sac.
Came early and one came ill.
Almost 3 months later.
Yeah. That's... Ugh. You shut your mouth. Will you stop it over there? It's messing up my computer.
Oh, is that what it is? Yes. When I turn on my computer, my phone every time?
Yes.
Okay, well then here, then I'll go to my settings.
Thank you.
Shut your face.
Did you see that Batman? The how Batman got his voice?
No.
I gotta find that and play it later. It's hilarious. He goes through like 15 voices and then he finally loses his voice. Like there's like this like bad guy, you know? And he's like some stupid, you know, high-pitched voice, like,
hey guys, I'm here to say Radio.
And he's like, you know, what do you think of that voice? And he's like, eh, no. And, like, he just, like, keeps going and going and going. And then he gets to the Christian Bale voice. And the guy's like, the bad guy's like, you know what? I like that. He's like, what are you talking about? What do you mean? He's like, I just lost my voice. But, like, perfect Christian Bale raspy, Batman voice.
Yeah.
And that's how Batman got his voice.
Hey.
It's like he lost his voice going through their voices. It's funny.
That's kind of.
I don't know how I feel about
Ben Affleck.
Yeah.
Oh, as Batman?
Yeah. Batfleck.
Batfleck.
No, I don't.
What was it? Batman versus Superman? Is that it?
Something like that.
Really?
Yeah.
Hmm. The oldest condoms ever found date back to the 1640s. They were found in a cesspit at Dudley Castle and were made from animal and fish intestines.
Delicious.
Fish intestines. That had to be one small penis.
Not when you stretch it. Intestines you can
and
stretch.
And for all you prudes out there who don't want to call them condoms, you can call them prophylactics.
Or condocetrics.
Oh, Castile. Prophylactics.
Is that what they're called? Prophylactics. What's a condocetric? Whatever it is.
Condocetric? Contraceptive?
Yes.
That's birth control, BC. Condoms.
Oh, that's just the overall category. Yes.
Contraceptives.
Prophylactics.
I don't use those, so I don't know.
Me neither.
It's a prophylactic.
Just pray and spray.
Oh, wait. No, I was kidding.
Like Rambo.
God.
Ew. That's kind of gross.
There's nothing wrong with that.
That is you, though.
I know.
I will say. It is very much you.
Oh, it's just you.
What is it about the radio that makes you grab your boobs? For serious.
Did you just get some penis? My hair looks like shit then. I thought you got some
Sarah's in the house!
Usually when she comes up grabbing her tits, smoking a cigarette,
and her hair
looks
up,
like shit, it means something that she happened. Had some penis in or around her mouth. Did you run out of batteries on Bob? With the action swing arm?
The strong man arm. No!
Little lobster.
Lobster claws on AHS.
Jimmy.
They call him the shocker and the showstopper at the same time.
The shock stopper.
That's right. So,
get it in the booty.
Doctors were baffled by a resurrected woman. The woman was described having a near-death experience who had stopped breathing for over 2 hours. That's a long time. And suddenly woke up long after all hope has been lost. I wonder if she woke up in a body bag. Like, that would really freak somebody out.
Holy shit, that would be fucked.
Couldn't move. It's cold, pitch black.
Keep reading.
The body's at the boat.
Yeah. There's something on your toe. So she had undergone a successful C-section in Florida hospital when she unexpectedly collapsed due to a rare complication known as an amniotic fluid embolism. Doctors worked tirelessly to revive her using chest compressions and a defibrillator, but after more than 2 hours without breathing and 45 minutes without a pulse, her outlook looked grim and the medical team took the difficult decision to stop. As doctors were about to record the time of death, however, Casimiro's heart monitor suddenly stirred back into life. And a short time later, she had even regained consciousness. Casimiro revealed afterwards that during the time, doctors had been trying to revive her, and she had dreamt of meeting her late father, who told her that it was not her time and that she had to go back. She later went on to make a full recovery and suffered no further complications. In 1923, jockey Frank Hayes won a race at Belmont Park in New York despite being dead. He suffered a heart attack mid-race, but his body stayed in the saddle until the horse crossed the line. for a 20-1 outsider victory.
There's two stories in one.
Yeah.
Yeah, I got my money on that guy. I can't imagine being dead.
It's like Weekend at Bernie's, but like on a horse.
Oh, dear God.
You remember that movie, right?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. Looks good. Now Alex Peter's doing oral. Nothing. Tacos?
Doing the Bernie.
My fish taco?
I don't know. Maybe.
I don't even know if I'd ever try a fish taco.
Taco Bell had them for a while.
Ew, really?
They had like shrimp tacos or something. I don't think it lasted very long, though.
Pink moon pie.
Moon pie?
Yeah.
That sounds like a butthole thing.
Isn't that a cupcake?
Pink moon pie?
Yes, it's a... No, no, but moon pie. It's a...
Marshmallow.
Snacky, yeah.
A snatchy
thing.
There's a strawberry.
Thing.
Strawberry, banana, and chocolate.
Really?
Oh, shut up.
That was poo. Sorry.
Tanya's poo is making noise.
You know, I've always wanted, though, actually, like, I know it's stupid and weird to say at the same time, but, like, I've always wanted to die and come back to life.
To play with poo.
To play with poo.
Feed
no,
it,
I've just,
you know.
I've always wanted to. I don't know what it is. I don't know what my obsession.
I hope you're talking about the game.
No, I'm sure. Everywhere.
Look, mommy, I painted.
On the wall.
No, all over her crib.
Oh.
She ate it once.
Ew.
Well, that explains quite a bit.
Hey, call the doctor. He said it's actually pretty common.
In Kenosha County.
Caden never ate his poop.
They call it smearing.
Oh, yeah, that's with that guy.
Yeah. So that explains Super a lot.
Dad. Super dad.
Oh, yeah.
I hope he's listening.
Yeah, right.
This is his theme song. Super Dad.
Is it really a theme song?
Chuck Norris. He wishes he was.
Oh, yeah? Like, this is not his song?
I know.
So not Chuck Norris.
So not Chuck Norris.
I got you, Chuck Norris swinging. Come on, you piece of donkey balls.
Yo mama.
Yo daddy.
Which one?
Both.
The young one?
All of them.
What was
yeah,
this?
It's one of those, but it's smaller.
That's what he said.
What do you call those damn things now?
Bump it.
Bump it. Thank you.
Bump it.
God. Ay, ay, ay. Should we do our demon of the week?
It's me.
Our demon this week is Sarah.
Nobody fucks with the Jesus.
All right, we got Bethan. This is kind of Sarah. No, it's not. This is... The female demon who has all knowledge of stones and herbs. If one dares and summons Bathin, she has the power to instantly bring an individual from one country to another. She commands 30 legions of demons and will come to a summoner looking like a strong woman with a serpent tail and rides upon a pale-looking horse.
That's yeah, definitely
that pale-looking horse kind
world.
Of... On their pale horse.
On their pale horse.
Yeah, that's kind of you, isn't it?
Then
I know all about stones. I mean jewels.
And
have
herbs.
You seen my wiener?
See my wiener.
Not yet, yeah. Chris. Not yet. I tasted your cream.
Tastes like banana, huh?
Oh, banana cream.
You know, I had one. One. Out of that whole freaking box.
I had one out of that whole freaking box.
And then your box.
And then my box.
But no, I had one out of our whole box. Yeah, you're yeah. Shit.
Talk to the diabetic.
That's what I'm saying.
Talk to the diabetic.
He ate the whole box of freaking Twinkies
and
on
then,
me.
And then had a coma.
Yeah, yeah, pretty much. It's probably still affecting your blood sugar. That's what's going on.
Right.
It was the box of Twinkies.
I forget we have all these commercials in this bank still.
Thomas bought chocolate covered raspberry filled ones.
Was it your birthday?
What? No.
There's chocolate covered raspberry filled Twinkies.
That just sounds like something like two people like getting down and dirty. With some like strawberry champagne or something.
Yeah, I think it'd be better with strawberry in the middle.
Some fancy Twinkies and a gas station rose.
Shut up! Gas station roses are the best. You always used to buy them for me. Same with Walgreens roses.
Because I'm a cheap bastard.
Don't knock it.
Here's your half dead.
Right.
Hell no! They last the longest. At least you didn't get your ring
from a gumball machine.
Hey, apologies, Diamond.
Close enough. Ours was Walmart.
Yeah.
I'll take that one. How much?
And the one before that was what, Amazon?
I'll take that one and a box of Twinkies up there.
Yeah.
And a pack of Marlboros.
Marlboro Reds.
That's right.
Sparkling grape juice.
Welch's.
The non-alcoholic kind.
Yeah.
Yeah. I can't wait for Walking Dead tonight.
Oh, yeah. I always forget about it. I get so excited throughout the week, and then I forget about it at night.
And you suck.
TWD.
Not often.
Oh, oh.
Sarah finally joined the club.
On your back or in your face?
And she cranked that Soldier Boy.
Superman that.
Spider-Man that.
Yeah, not Superman. That's funny.
Superman, but
mm-hmm.
She said Spider-Man, so.
No, you know what our Spider-Man, you know what that is? No. You really don't?
No.
Oh, Lord, we have a lesson to learn tonight. That'll be
well, we got time to talk about it.
Really? Well, one day me and Chris were laying in bed. Just kidding, I'm not going to do it. It's a sexual position. Yeah.
If you've seen the movie Spider-Man.
You know how the Spider-Man is hanging upside down with his head off the bed and, Spider-Woman, wink, wink, is hanging upside down on the bed and Spider-Man is by her face. It's when the girl's laying on the bed and the guy's standing off the side of it just giving him a blowjob.
You know what? We're going to take a break and we're gonna switch to sort of mic for the alien encounter of the week.
We're going to go try a couple things in the bedroom right quick.
We'll be right back. If we don't come back, you know what just happened.
Lift an alien sorcerer approaching from the sky. Radio contact has been attempted but cannot be attacked. Instructions are to prepare for an attack by an unknown enemy.
Hey, everybody. What is going on? This is Jersey Mike for the Alien Encounter Hour on the Beyond Radio Show. Actually, it's not an hour. It's more like about 3 minutes of your life. But hey, stick with me because I got a pretty cool story here. So check it out. All right. Latest UFO sighting. You can find this on UFOsightings.com. Number one source for day-to-day, daily, hour-to-hour, second-to-second UFO sightings. So, without further ado, the Google Earth found in Australia has released a photo of a strange flying object spotted by Google Earth over a road in Australia that has baffled many. The UFO seen over Victoria is clearly visible flying over an isolated highway and was inadvertently captured by Google Earth. The search engine's popular map service, it was reportedly discovered on 12th of November, and a YouTube video of the unidentified flying object posted ever since is slowly gaining notice. Scott C. Warning of the popular UFO news blog, UFO Sightings Daily, writes that Chances of the object being a real UFO is about 85%. Nothing that there are three things that indicate the image has not been faked. The exact coordinates of the location where the object was spotted. What I like about the UFO is that it's tilted and it's in an angle, which is the typical way discs move. Warning, who has been researching on UFOs writes on the blog, and there is a distortion field all around it. Bob Laser, Area S4 scientist, said that as distortion is around the UFIs when flying, he said, adding, you can see the waveguide sticking up through the top center of the UFO. Nothing that for a better understanding of the structure of the UFOs, one should refer to Bob Laser's sketches. He also noted that the laser had worked on finding about UFOs before the CIA had spread rumors that he had never worked on the subject. So check it out. There you go, folks. UFOs are spotted on Google Earth. Check it out. YouTube it. Google it. Search it. It's out there. We are not alone. I'm Jersey Mike. I will see you next week.
Keep it locked. There's more from Beyond Normal Radio after a few words from our sponsors.
Hey everyone, this is your friend, Smacky the Elf, and you're listening to the North Pole's favorite radio program, the Beyond Normal Radio Show. You all better be a good little boy and girl, or Santa won't be giving you shit this year, except a stocking full of reindeer nuggets. Merry Christmas, you son of a bitch bastard.
Paranormal Radio Show is now back, only on the Tenacity Radio Network, where it's real entertainment with no excuses.
What you working with?
You know, speaking of ass,
and that
I've seen you naked. That Nicki Minaj video, Anaconda. That's like, you know, and for us old schoolers, we'd probably understand the concept. It reminds me of like her version of something that Missy Elliott would do. The way that a lot of the like the ass like bouncing,
yeah,
and like movements and like how their bodies are,
how the cameras like, are
was,
aimed.
Right, yeah, it was really the old Missy Elliott style, yeah, video. Oh yeah.
Oh God. Yeah, Sir Mix-a-Lot was like, "Oh, don't look at the TV, kids." Now it's just like, "Hey."
Now it's all about that ass.
Yeah.
The motherfucker. No travel.
Yeah. Don't want none unless you got buns, hon. Ouch. 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 Ouch.
Ba-ting.
Oh, yeah.
So, got an interesting little fact here about the Muppets.
About the Muppets.
Yes, the Muppets. Something that we've all known and grown to love throughout the years. But if you ever took a closer look at them, most Muppets are actually all left-handed. And that's because most Muppeteers
are right-handed.
So they have to operate the head with their favorite hand.
Yeah.
Pretty interesting.
Makes sense, though. Mm-hmm.
So then the left-handed Muppeteers would be reversed. Mm-hmm. They'd be the right-handed puppets.
Which, it really doesn't matter on TV because it looks like they're using their right hand anyways because it's opposite to us. So, because when you're looking at it on TV, it's...
It's pretty neat, though.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, me neither.
I am pretty shocked by this fact that a kangaroo female.
Oh my God!
She has 3 vaginas.
How much in heaven would you be?
I can't even get the one fulfilled.
Well, you can get the one filled at the same damn time.
Then you have to be like in 3 different spots, though. No, but would you really want 3 penises all together by your vaginas? I don't think they'd appreciate it too much.
Have you ever watched porn?
Yeah, I know.
Light doesn't necessarily travel at the speed of light. The slowest we've ever recorded light moving was actually at 38 miles per hour.
Yes, sir. Do you know when that was?
No.
Me neither.
You got anybody at your house, Sarah? Oh, well, your door's banging. At least I heard it. I felt a shake. Unless somebody came in our house.
A shaky shake.
Mm-hmm. It travels at the speed of Jesus.
I heard a thump.
And Caden's in his room, so it's not him.
Unless they're jumping off the beds. I don't know. I heard a bang.
I have to tell you, this guy on my Facebook that I went to school with, he has an e-cigarette.
Mm.
And one of the flavors he got was called church. And I comment on his post. I'm like, what the hell does church
taste? Does it taste heavenly?
Like? He describes it as like old-fashioned ice cream with like hot fudge and cherries and stuff. And I'm like, oh, because I thought church tastes like wood pews and church wine and with subtle notes of Jesus Christ.
Nobody fucks with the Jesus.
That's funny.
Yeah, he was dying. I was dying. It was funny. The subtle this notes tastes of like Jesus
Psalm 3:16.
I don't understand this how that like is church. I don't Jesus understand how nigga. That tastes like church. E-cigarette flavor called church. Like that would be
what
like.
Shooting star smell like?
You know, I bet they're gonna have one called Turned Up.
I don't know. Turned up. Too turned up.
I bet you they're gonna have one turned down.
Turned down for what?
Turned up. That's still one of the funniest things I ever freaking read in my life.
Oh, the shower. What about though? The shower? That was funny, right?
No, the turned up one. Everybody's talking about turned up. Better get the job application turned in before your light bill gets turned or before your lights get turned off.
Because we have room to talk.
All right.
Oh.
Topic. Researcher claims discovery of alien photos. Bear with me, my voice is kind of blah, so I sound like a...
She sounds like Christian Bale from Batman.
I sound like a man.
There's things in there. There's photos. What are you doing?
Photography. I can't do that.
Internet radio can be a powerful tool for...
Ha ha!
What the heck? Internet radio.
I just hit play and that I don't even know where that came from.
Oh, I thought it was the virus.
Okay.
All right.
Sorry.
The photograph entity was allegedly recovered from Roswell in 1947.
What's the name of?
Oh, the researcher claims.
Yeah.
Yeah, alien pictures of aliens.
UFO investigator.
Aliens.
Tom Carey, non-relation to Jim Carey. Claims to have come into possession of pictures of an alien entity from 1947.
That's a big tentacle.
Damn! The infamous alien autopsy footage that appeared during the 1990s. Hey, could happen. Was thought by many at the time to represent conclusive evidence that not only had we been visited by entities from another world, but that the U.S. government was aware of them. The footage inevitably turned out to be a hoax, but now more than 20 years on, UFO researcher Tom Carey claims to have obtained a reel of photographs that he believes are the real deal. Describing the images as a smoking gun, Carey took the photographic film to be verified by an expert at Kodak and maintains the pictures are genuine. We took it into the official historian and he did his due diligence on it.
Diligence.
It's the official Kodak.
Kodak diligence. And he said, yes, this film strip, the slides are from 1947, he said. It's original 1947 images, and it showed an alien who's been partially dissected lying in a case. Carey's claim had been met with an understandably significant degree of skepticism. And so far, none of the actual images have been released for independent verification.
Oh.
Yeah.
I want to see an alien partially dissected. Alien bitches. That would be sweet.
Bitch, please.
Aliens.
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 I dig it.
I'm trying to delete as I go, but that's my third one, isn't it? It sure is.
Well, there's that one video on YouTube, right? Of that they were supposedly interviewing an actual UFO. Alien. And it was released. It was from Roswell and released by like a disgruntled government employee, right? Ex-Roswell
person.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
It's super great.
Super kind of cool.
I don't know, I saw it. That the video was pretty creepy. Did you guys see it?
Mm-mm.
You didn't see it? Was the interview with the
Tiny
alien?
Had that look on. You didn't see it?
I know.
She about almost flipped the table over. What do you mean you didn't see it?
Incredible Hulk.
This is
horseshit.
Ludicrous.
Well, I thought we talked about it on radio one time. And
no.
You were the one that was talking about it.
What video?
The video. Like the one that we got Victor from.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, so yes, this is a while ago.
I'm thinking like recently. Like we. No, this was years ago we saw this video.
No, Victor. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, because it was all like, my name is Victor, distorted alien voice, sound like Christian Bale from Batman.
I like the Batman dad.
Bat dad?
Son, chew with your mouth closed.
Bat dad.
Yeah, Bat dad.
This is Bat dad.
Bat dad.
He came out with some new videos too. Bat dad. He's... You should look up Bat Dad on YouTube. It is flipping hilarious.
I'm flipping hilarious.
When you're drunk and fall out of a window off a second story building, yeah.
I didn't do that.
This is funny, dude.
That was just piercing.
You had so much bounce in your hair from your shampoo, you just jump right up.
What?
Let me add that y'all bird burned to a crisp.
Well, I'm ready for tacos and The Walking Dead.
Holy shit, it's 7:30 already.
That's right. So, good night.
Yeah, right?
And a photo of Schlitz Malt.
Last fact, because I got 10 of them and I want to read it.
And he goes, I'm sorry, we don't have any Schlitz Malt liquor.
Schlitz Malt liquor.
What do you mean you ain't got no Schlitz Malt liquor?
Y'all
just trying to keep it real.
You ain't representing. You ain't keeping it real.
Orlando Jones trying to be Eddie Griffin.
Oh,
it was
God.
Like Double Train or something.
Yeah.
It's funny though.
Hey, we were watching Booty Call earlier. Remember that movie?
I haven't seen it.
With Jamie Foxx. It was like back in the 90s.
Oh, God. I used to love that movie. Holy shit. I had the Booty Call soundtrack.
Spamming on the alcohol.
I'm not a booty call anymore. I'm a good girl. Yeah, you're a booty call. Booty, booty.
Tinder, download that app.
She has it already.
Tinder.
She's gotten them all.
About
she's got four guys in her phone that are number one round draft picks right now.
It's like fantasy football.
That's right.
Oh, did you know that 2007, an American man named Corey Taylor tried to fake his own death in order to get out of his cell phone contract without paying a fee?
It sounds like Corey Taylor from The Slipknot.
Yeah, well, it didn't work.
Way to go, Corey Taylor from Slipknot.
It'd be funny if we, like, seen them having sex in that window behind us.
Isn't that Gail's house?
No.
Oh, are you talking about Amanda and Steve's?
No.
I was by my sister-in-law's house.
Fourth bedroom. Oh, I thought that was fourth bedroom.
We were leaving my sister-in-law's house, and
it was hilarious.
Nice and dark outside. So we were driving, and all of a sudden we see like this big screen TV. You can see it through these people's window.
The porn.
And there's porn on it. big screen TV. Like, holy shit!
That's a whole lot of 80 inches of porn, man.
That's a huge bitch.
That's a huge dick.
You gonna learn today.
Wait, you gotta use blackout shades if you're gonna watch porn.
No shit.
But yeah, it was just like open.
Gotta at least put the shades down.
Windows open, clear as day, porn, boobies bouncing, everything.
They probably did it on purpose.
No.
It's like, why
no
are we
shame.
Seeing boobs from 500 yards away?
Like, those are some big boobs!
The Johnson kids across the street are like in their bedroom.
Yeah, really.
Then Chris, you know, 5 miles away is like... Because he can still see
what
it.
What were you doing, son?
Oh, that hurt.
Was that you too? Whacking
right.
off in my camper?
All right, taco time.
Taco.
That's right.
Taco.
Thank you guys for sticking out with us for the 90 minutes. We'll see you guys in 7 days.
Bye, everyone.
Happy Walking Dead Day.
Yay. Yeah.
Down a dirt road, rebel flag flying, coon dog in the back. Truck bed loaded down with beer and a cold one in my lap.
Earnhardt sticker behind my head and my woman by my side. Tailpipes popping, radios rocking, country boy can't survive. If you got a problem with that, you can kiss my country ass. Turkey calls, overalls, Wrangler jeans, smoke nothing but Marlboro Reds. Tattoos up and down my arms and deer heads over my bed.